Welcome to Wine About Wine. My name is Earl Ray Neal. Please join me as Dr. Serge, the wine guy, takes us through his family's multi-generational journey from the old country in Italy to becoming one of the United States' most unique wine distributors through its online portal, PastaAndVino.com. Hear the story of the 150 wines of PastaAndVino.com as it can only be told by Dr. Serge, the wine guy. And welcome to the next edition of Wine About Wine. My name is Earl Ray Neal, and as always, I'm with Dr. Serge the Wine Guy and Susie. We are going to talk about this month's edition of PastaAndVino.com's Acasa, and we're going to have a few new products this month. I'm excited to introduce these to our listeners and to our wine club members, and I also want to say that a couple of the products are actually from a place that we recently visited.
Thank you, Earl Ray. This month's we're really excited because they're friends of ours. We got a chance to be on location. We have a little video online where we visited Revel OTR in Cincinnati. Revel was started by two gentlemen who basically took one of the fathers' old Italian traditional winemaking and kind of gave it an awesome vibe, established themselves in 2016, started making some great wine. They have win awards, and what we have for this month is what we're calling our red, white, and bubbly wine.
You mentioned a video. Where can the listeners go and see the video?
That video is available on the Boston Vino YouTube. That you can find it on our PastaAndVino.com website. And so what we're looking at here on Revel, I'm going to actually pass it along to Suze, who's going to tell us a little bit about the Blanc and the Rosé that we're sharing, and also the other bubbly we have for you.
Okay, so the Revels are fun here this month because they are in a can, and which makes it perfect for your fun times at the pool, at the park, picnics, anywhere where you don't want to take a glass bottle or cups or anything extra. You can just keep that cool, pop it open, and enjoy. There's enough in here for two glasses of wine for each one. The rosé is very yummy, and it's great for spicy food, fried food. And then the Blanc is really fresh, so it is delicious with any kind of quick charcuterie board for guests or a quick picnic, soft cheeses, seafood, something great that's grilled with lots and lots of butter. Then we have our bubbly, which is a Cremant. Cremant is kind of like a champagne, but it's not allowed to be called champagne because of the region where it is made. But this is very fruity, a little bit of sweetness, really fresh and tasty. Serve it nice and cold on the patio too. Some fun wines for you for this month.
Wine in a can. Who would have ever thought that?
It is becoming very popular. There are a lot of benefits to it. Even wine in kegs, they last a lot longer. But it's a little difficult to get people convinced that wine in a can can be very good. But I think you're going to see a lot of wine in the can, a lot more wine in cans coming down the pike. And there's legitimate reasons why you'll like it. But of course, you have a lot of psalms, and these old winemakers will tell you that it's impossible.
Well, it's like Susie said, though. It's much easier to transport. Don't have to lug a bottle around, stick it over in the cooler, take it to the pool.
Great for tailgating in the fall, too. thinking ahead.
Well, I mean, I think one thing to remember about this, and we're not going to get into the issue, but, you know, winemakers, we're talking, you know, people who, this winemaking is in their entire life, not a side gig. They understand that wine is a living organism, which is why it needs to breathe sometimes. So there's legitimate reasons either way as to why you may or may not want wine in a can. But there's some great wine in a can right now, and we hope that you like what we got.
So the listeners can actually leave comments.
Sure.
And I would love to see some comments left, especially after you've had an opportunity to try the Revel wines in a can, see what you all think. See a couple of other things in the offering for this month. We have something that I know at least one of my friends is going to be very, very happy about. He loves this stuff. So let's talk about our olive oil offering this month.
Yeah, our olive oil this month is coming from a small producer, a family producer in southern Italy, in Calabria, where they absolutely love pretty much everything they do spicy hot. And this is no exception. This is a red pepper, infused hot red pepper olive oil. And
we sell a ton of this.
Yeah.
It's people love that stuff. Very popular.
And so, yeah, that's, we actually, our recipe this month is called Spicy Chicken Kebabs, where this was drizzled on top to give it that little extra kick, which we think that our listeners will absolutely love.
Well, it's much like, you know, when I was in college, you know, I used to drink that tequila that had that worm in the bottom. It's got a it's got a pepper in it, you know, so it's not only does it taste great, it looks cool.
Yeah, it is. So, it does.
All right. And then the next two things that we're going to talk about, we are incredibly excited about this. New concept. Cold press cocktails. They are fantastic. I've had the juice and just cannot believe that they've transitioned into an alcohol-based drink, and it's just, it's fabulous. So talk about that a little bit.
Yes. Simplicity Juices was created by Beth Smith out of Indianapolis, who has an incredible story, which we don't have time for today, but we really, we're going to have Beth on the air sometime with us to talk about her story and how she got to Simplicity. And the great thing about, we love most about Simplicity is it's all locally grown fruit and all natural product. So she only uses, like I said, real fresh fruit. And she has a way of making these. She puts them under pressure after they're bottled, and they can last for over 6 months. And that's the regular juices, because they have this special technology which puts zero preservatives in there. Zero. Using all natural ingredients. So we're impressed. And In Beth's words, basically, you know, the juices are great. Her regular juices are fantastic, actually. Susie and I drink them all the time. But her cold-pressed cocktails, she says, will make you healthy and happy at the same time. So we hope that you definitely let us know what you think about these, because we're excited to do a lot more with them.
Just 104 calories if you're counting carbs, 10 grams of carbs, 7% alcohol. So it's got a little charge to it.
Yeah.
It does, which is what makes you happy about it.
All right. Well, we're excited to get these products to you. As always, if you want to join the Acasa by Pasta and Vino .com wine and food club, feel free to join us on, as the old timers would say, the World Wide Web. I just use that phrase with somebody in my regular my day job, and it was somebody that's about 26 or 27 years old looked at me and had no earthly idea what I was talking about. So, yeah, go check us out at pastaandvino.com. Take a look at the past broadcast from Wine About Wine, so you can see that we're bringing you a little taste of Italy and occasionally from other parts in the world right to your doorstep with what I think are unique products. And somebody was asking me the other day if we had a wine, and of course I won't use the name, but it was a nationally known wine, and I just kind of chuckled. I said, no, that's not what we do. We deal with wineries that make less wine per year than that label spills in production, and that's something that that I'm actually proud of. You know, the Revel Winery, I had a great time when I visited them. I enjoyed getting to know the guys and their story. So as we've said, if you go back to the very first episode of this, we talked about how every wine has a story, and every story is made better by wine. So I think we're honoring that, and we look forward to you joining us next month at the beginning of the month for the next edition of Wine About Wine. Go to pastaandvino.com and check us out. Don't forget to leave comments, concerns, and suggestions for us in the box down below. Thanks. On behalf of all of us at pastaandvino.com, we want to thank you for your support and for spending some time with us as we walk you through our wine portfolio. If you're like us and you believe food without wine is breakfast, then you'll fit right in with the pastaandvino.com family. We hope you will subscribe and join us next month for the next edition of pastaandvino.com's Wine About Wine.